The She Spot, Why Women Are the Market for Changing the World and How to Reach Them. Written by Lisa Witter and Lisa Chen. Narrated by Sally Hughes. Foreword. I have coached competitive soccer for 12 years. My first 8 years were primarily spent with boys ranging from 9 to 19 years old, as my two sons, now 19 and 17, progressed from the hornet swarm stage, where the entire team followed the ball, until they exceeded my ability to teach them anything new. For the last half dozen years, I've mostly led my daughter's teams of girls aged 11 to 16. The only things that have united these two experiences are the uniforms, turf, balls, and nets. Every other aspect has been so completely different that I'm convinced I've actually coached two different species. Coaching boys was pretty cut and dried. It was essentially a matter of channeling their testosterone so that the 11 individuals on the field actually managed to move the ball in one direction and toward the goal. They got the goal part from a very young age. They were mostly all capable of putting their heads down and plowing up the field until they pounded the poor ball or some opposing kid. The challenge was to get them to remember that they were not alone on the field and that they needed to operate in tandem with their mates. In other words, the dilemma was how to mold them into a team. My pregame and halftime speeches about how to cooperate and work together have always yielded mostly monosyllabic and undecipherable grunts. Even today, as I watch my son and many of my former players on their college varsity teams, I still have no clue what is going on between their ears. The experience with the girls could not have been more different. The day I took over as coach of my daughter's team, I was stunned by how naturally and harmoniously the girls instantly formed into a squad. The eyes disappeared seamlessly into a we as they selflessly passed the ball in a cooperative dance. And when I spoke, they listened, asked questions, and, imagine this, even responded. There was never any guessing about where their heads were at, for they were very open to discussing the process. However, getting them to focus on the game and the goal has been entirely another challenge. Soccer is a team game, and these girls have all the skills and instincts to function as a group. But that harmony can disappear in one snap of the finger, depending on who said or did what to whom. With the boys, there is only one feeling brought onto the field, and that is an utter hatred of their opponent. Their basic instinct is to kill, topple, and maim from starting to ending whistle. But the girls refuse to leave their feelings on the sidelines. They bring a whole new, complex, and unpredictable set of emotions into the game with them. They can hate or love their opponents, their teammates, the refs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?